Parents worry about their children. They worry about the little things, like who is my little girl dating now? Or does she have enough money to pay rent this month? This story explores a parent's worst nightmare.
What are you going to tell your dad in the letter?
I don't know. He's going to kill me.
Well, I gotta go because it's 8:15 and I'm late for class.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Hate to be you.
Thanks a lot. Where's my pen? There it is. Dear Daddy. Hey, Dad. Did you miss me? Well, I missed you bunches and bunches. So, how is everything going? How is Brother doing? Is he still getting into trouble? Well, everything is fine here. Almost. I mean, who would have known that leaving my curling iron on and accidentally burning down the whole dorm would have caused me to meet my true love? Well, after all the lawsuits and stuff, but you don't have to worry about the cost of them. I gave them your address, so you won't have to worry about me being short on money. Well, anyways, Dad, back to my true love. When Mike Doller saw me running out of the dorm screaming fire, he made sure I got all the right protection I would need in the hospital. And every day he would whisper, I love you. Wow, Dad, isn't that exciting? He really does love me. And he's just so nice. He knew I had nothing, so he even bought me a few pair of clothes and a gun to go with his. He even taught me how to shoot it. Well, he knew I had nothing, so he took me in. He said I could live with him and his uncle, as long as that was all right with Mike's probation officer. His probation officer approves. So now, I live in the office at McDonald's with Mike and his uncle. I don't go to college because Mike said that's for people that think they're better than everyone else and they don't know how to kick it. So, I don't go to college. I think he knows what he's talking about. He says I don't need a job. He's the man. He should be the one making the big money. He works with his uncle at McDonald's. Mike's the one that flips the burgers. Oh, but don't worry. When Chelsea comes, I'm sure he'll get a little bit more money so we can be able to afford her. Yep, that's right, Dad. I'm pregnant. But don't worry, you're going to be a grandpa. Not for another 7 months. Won't you love it? It'll be so cool. Well, I guess it's almost time for me to go. Oh, wait. I got to tell you about the wedding. We're not sure when we're going to get married. But we're kind of waiting for him to get a divorce with his wife. His wife still thinks they can work it out. I told him that's okay, as long as he promised me that he doesn't leave me and he stays with Chelsea. And he promised. I think he's telling the truth. He'll be off probation in a week, you know. Well, anyways, I just wanted to tell you that I'm not pregnant, I have a job, I go to school, I'm not dating Mike, and, well, I have a D in history and an F in math, but no matter how bad things are now, they could always be worse.